You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.
Welcome to the Fourth Line Podcast in partnership with Last Word on Sports. This is May the 27th, 2017, and with you today is myself, Carl, and the always wonderful Joel. Joel, we have waited the entire year, gone through 82 regular season games per team, three rounds of the playoffs. The Stanley Cup Final is finally here.
It is here. Just like we all predicted, Pittsburgh versus Nashville.
Yeah, surprisingly, no one picked that one. I did see, you know, obviously if you picked Nashville versus Pittsburgh at the start of the season, you were bragging to everyone.
Yeah.
And so there was a few. I know Ryan Lambert from Puck Daddy, he was a big proponent of his pick, but I did not pick that. I think at least one of us, I don't remember who I picked to start the season, but I probably picked Pittsburgh.
I don't know who I picked. I picked Pittsburgh at the beginning of the playoffs, so I'm pretty happy about that so far.
Yeah, you and I both. And so for me, when people say, well, who are you picking to win this series? I say I picked Pittsburgh at the start of the playoffs, and I'm sticking with that so I can look smart.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. And you know what? And I think this is the most important part of the Stanley Cup Finals. We don't have to watch the trap.
No Ottawa Senators trap in the final. Very exciting. I'm actually quite looking forward to this matchup.
I'm hesitant because the Nashville team that made the finals is not the Nashville team that swept the Blackhawks right now. Like, it's a little bit worse of a team. They've progressively gotten worse as the playoffs have gone on.
And progressively lost more and more centermen.
Yes. And had to beat Jonathan Bernier to make the finals.
Right.
So
that's a big hurdle to have to overcome.
Yeah. I have experienced the Jonathan Bernier experience or ride, as you will. It's not fun. It's not a fun ride. It's a ride that you want to get off immediately.
Well, let's spend a little bit of time there. The Preds
yeah,
beat the Ducks.
They did.
Six games. Mostly because of Mr. Jonathan Gibson, being hurt.
I thought the Ducks were lining themselves up to win the series. I think Gibson doesn't get hurt, we're talking about a Pens Ducks finals.
Well, and especially like the games with Bernier were closer than they should have been.
Like, yeah.
The Ducks outplayed the Preds and they lost because of goaltending. So,
which is not what you want. Now, here's the thing. Apparently, you still need two goalies to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, as much as everyone says that the tandem is not the way to go, every team here except for the Predators haven't had to go to their backup.
Yeah.
And I think at the start of the playoffs, I think it was on the episode with Nick, I said if any team's going to have to switch to their backup goalie at some point to get it done, it's Nashville. Because in the regular season, Saros was performing way better than Rene was, and now Rene's gone on a run. Nashville's the only one that hasn't had to make a swap. So the backup goalie is a surprisingly valuable position.
It is. And although, like, Pittsburgh, I don't think they're actually running with their backup right now.
They started with their backup.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Can we? I know this is going to be controversial. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if this is
probably.
I felt like he was getting slammed a lot. But before we just make fun of the Ducks because they had to go with Bernier. Or after we made fun of them. I guess we already did. Let's all take a minute to appreciate Ryan Getzlaf in some of the best hockey I've ever seen that guy play.
Yeah, he was on a great level. And yeah. I think like that was what that's the Ducks team that needs to win. You know, they have Ryan Getzlaf, they have Corey Perry, and then probably what Kessler, and then those are the guys that they've given their money to. So those are the guys they need to perform.
Yeah, except like what's Raquel? How do you say that guy's name? Is that right?
Yeah, you nailed her.
That guy was good.
Well, that's what I mean. Like that's
Silverberg.
I didn't want to say that there was just role players around them because there was like Silverberg played phenomenal throughout the playoffs. Yeah. But those are the guys that they've put their money into is them. And then their defense, which apparently was entirely broken.
Which is entirely broken, but like apparently like everyone just loves the Ducks defense. They're just like, look at all these guys that we have. We have Fowler, Lindholm, Vatanen, Manson. I don't know who all these guys are. I'm like, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that most of those guys, well, they like, there's definitely talent on that defense, but like they were probably playing above their level. Like, this is the best season Cam Fowler's ever had and ever will have, right? Like,
yeah, Cam, I've liked Cam Fowler for quite some time and then just had to stop because he wasn't actually that good.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
You heard that. I was adjusting my mic. I can't hear anything. Just don't worry about it.
Well,
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn my mic off next time I touch it.
That almost like that makes sense.
It was shaking. I hit it a few times and started shaking. How loud was that? This is good. No, this is good stuff.
It's still making noise.
Has it stopped?
No.
Okay, we have a problem.
Now we officially have an actual problem on our hands.
Okay, you talk about hockey. I'm going to fix it.
All right. While Joel is gone, I'm going to talk about the Anaheim Ducks defense. And certainly Cam Fowler has had a phenomenal year. But, you know, and we all know the Lindholm, Vatanen, big name guys. Josh Manson, a guy everyone was big fans of, and he obviously did well in the playoffs. And kind of I'm with Joel. He might not be able to hear me while he's fixing his microphone. But like a guy like Josh Manson is the kind of guy who I look at. I'm like, yeah, sure. He played well in these playoffs. Good on him. But into the future, there's, you know, not much hope for me of a guy like that continuing to, be a regular performer. So definitely the Ducks D is good. The biggest problem for them is the fact that, they've got some big time injuries. Hampus Lindholm, Sami Vatanen are out for 4 to 5 months or longer. So that's 4 to 5 months from now puts you into probably the start of November, October, November. So definitely looking like they're both going to be missing some regular season time. And, maybe, you know, cause Lindholm is, going to be out a bit longer. So, the way it looks like is that, you know, one or both of these guys could be out till Christmas. So, for everyone who was on the trade Cam Fowler train, it looks like that's probably not going to be the case. Joel, are you back with us?
I am.
Well, that sounds so much better.
Like, since ever or just, like, since I started smacking my mic?
Like, since you were just, yeah, smacking your mic like Ryan Kessler smacking the opposing center.
hilarious. Well, I could hear you that whole time, but I don't know what you were talking about. So
okay,
let's just move on. I was like pretending to be an IT guy or tech. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I just show up
for next year.
Yeah,
Ducks just as good of a chance of performing the way they have as this year.
No, this team just is only going to get worse. Like, can you see, like, a guy like Kel and Silverberg take over for Getzlaf and Perry? Like, because that's the transition that you need to see take place.
Right.
And I don't see it.
No, but for, so certainly long term, they need to find like top level replacements for these guys. But for next year, I'm not worried about that. Like, cause it's not like I don't expect that next year Ryan Kessler is suddenly going to fall off a cliff.
I'm surprised to hear you say that. Consider I'm not saying that they're not going to make the playoffs or they're not going to be good, but are they going to be in game six of the Eastern, or I don't know, where are they? West?
They are as west as you can get, actually.
Do you think they are going to be like in that position in the Western Conference Finals next year? I don't.
I don't, just because I think that you'll see Edmonton get a little bit better. But like, if you look at that division, so they have the Sharks, who they're a team, you know, Joe Thornton, unrestricted free agent, Patrick Marleau, they're a team with a lot of change happening this year. And, I think that they can get back to where they were the year before. So we've got the Sharks, we've got the Oilers, Flames, Ducks are really the four teams that I look at as, potential with playoff teams for that division, right? Essentially the same four as this year, like the Kings, the Coyotes, the Canucks, and the Knights don't really scare you.
Yeah.
So definitely a playoff team. And, as we've seen with the Predators this year, anything can happen, which is the biggest cop-out answer when it comes to, saying what's going to happen in the future. So.
Well, you know what's not going to happen?
Nope.
The Preds, competing in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Ooh.
This team is entirely broken, like, to some whole new levels.
Yes, but also, like, the Pens aren't exactly the healthiest of teams.
Yeah, but I would rather not have Patrick Hornqvist instead of not having Ryan Johansson.
That's fair.
So if we're talking about like you have Malkin probably playing some of the best, angriest hockey of his career.
He is like super angry right now, and it is fantastic. I love watching him play right now.
Why is he so mad? Because he's just like, nobody talks about me.
They didn't put me in the top 100.
Yeah, so angry. That guy's so good, though. Yeah, it's crazy.
Angry Malkin is fantastic Malkin. Like, that is not a guy that you want to piss off.
Yeah, I guess. And this is what it all comes down to. Just like any series, it probably comes down to this. Can Nashville score on Murray? Can the Pens overcome their defensive weaknesses? Like, that's the series. The Penguins are going to score goals.
Yeah.
That will happen.
A lot.
Yeah. So can the Preds keep up? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But like, here's my issue. And it is a difference in coaching style for sure. But I didn't expect the Senators, who are arguably like a lesser talented team, to push the Pens to seven. Now I think the coaching of the Ottawa is a lot better than the coaching of the Predators, but that's why I have a hard time saying like that it's going to be just a landslide for the Penguins, when all logic tells me that it probably will be. That Pekka Rinne has not, you know, Pekka Rinne as regular Pekka Rinne, not like phenomenal Pekka Rinne, has not had to face an offensive powerhouse like this. The Ducks are not the Penguins. They do not have, you know, you replace Getzlaf and Kessler with Crosby and Malkin. That alone, if you even left the rest of the roster aside, just phenomenal upgrades, just huge change of what they have to face. So, like, for me, I don't see Nashville having much of a chance. If I had to, well, and I will say, I'll say Pittsburgh in six.
Interesting.
Is it interesting because last night I said Pittsburgh in seven?
It is. That's the bait. I guess that's helpful for people to know. So I'm not really surprised you're taking Pittsburgh. I'm more surprised that like it took about 8 hours or so for you to go back a game. Yeah, it was probably that. It was probably the fact that it was 1 o'clock in the morning when we were talking about it. So that might have done it.
Yeah. I'm much more dramatic at 1 in the morning.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be. I think you're probably, Penguins in 5 or 6. I'll say 5 just so I don't have to say the same thing as you, but it's going to be I wouldn't be shocked if they get swept. Swept, sweeped. I also
wouldn't be. I would be more surprised if we went an episode where Joel didn't say, "Is that how you say that?" or "Is that the right grammar?" than if they got sweeped.
So much sweeped.
And especially like it's kind of crazy. Matt Murray is a rookie. Do you know the last time a rookie goaltender won the Stanley Cup?
Last year.
Yeah, Matt Murray last year.
I don't get this. Makes no sense.
I want him to win. I want the Pens to win solely for the fact that a rookie goalie can backstop two teams to a Stanley Cup championship.
Yeah, that's mind blowing. What are we going to do though? I guess like here. Okay, I'm going to. This is for all you Ottawa fans out there. I want Carl to share his thoughts on what we're going to do. Without Erik Karlsson, throwing that sauced pass all over the place.
Without Erik Karlsson sauce and passes back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't fully understand the question. Like,
just talk about Erik Karlsson. You love the guy. He's gone.
I do love the guy.
Talk about him.
Well, clearly Erik Karlsson was phenomenal. He was great. I've been overusing that word this show.
Yeah.
He has been fantastic. Erik, I need some new. I literally have a thesaurus right here. So, I'll start looking up some words in there. Erik Karlsson, otherworldly. I still enjoy watching him play. The amount that he played in overtime was like he at one point had a 2-minute and 30-second shift. In overtime, like that guy does not stop. Fantastic athlete, fantastic hockey player. And, we saw his saucer pass like 16 feet in the air earlier this playoffs. We've seen him dominate in the offensive zone. And we saw as a collective team, we saw the Senators play phenomenal, fantastic, great defense. So, from that side, I definitely, Erik Karlsson will be missed, but the Ottawa Senators will not be.
Well, that's all I want to say about the Ottawa Senators. So are you excited about this finals?
I am. I actually will likely be canceling plans that I have this week so that I can watch some of these games.
I will not be.
That's funny.
Mainly because it's work and ball, which are two things that I would do over hockey anyways. So.
See, and I'm canceling ball. I'm skipping it.
Yeah, but your ball team, I think we all need to talk about your ball team sometime. Because your experience is much different than mine.
Yeah, do you want to do that right now?
Let's hold on. We were literally just getting into like talking, doing are we excited? And now we're just like, cause you can't claim that you're super excited and then be like, yeah, let's not talk about it though. So I'm trying to support your theories. Okay. Cause you get fired up when people try and disprove that you think something like your denial of Caps fandom, which
we'll get into
spoilers. We're getting into that too. I will not. What's Monday's the first game?
Monday, Wednesday, Saturday are the games this week.
I might watch Saturday.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, and game. You'll watch like parts of the game before and or after you go to ball and work?
Not maybe, but they're just bad times.
Do you have the times there of when these games are?
Because they're all it's 8 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, so 8 Eastern, 5 so Mountain time.
I got to leave at 5:30 for ball.
Wow.
So I'll get 20 minutes of gameplay because you know Mr. Dennis Anthem Singer is going to take a long time singing those anthems.
Well, it does start in Pittsburgh, so.
There you go. So who? Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has to, like, bring their A game for anthem singers right now, right? Like, they can't just do whoever. They got to go and get, like, I don't know, who's Little Bow Wow? Is that guy from Philly?
I have no idea.
We're from Philly.
That's Pittsburgh. I cannot name a single Pittsburgh music singer.
Surprisingly, when you Google Pittsburgh music singer, it doesn't give you much. Okay, here we go. Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah. Get her in there.
Wiz Khalifa. There you go. I don't know how to say that one.
So, Wiz Khalifa and Christina Aguilera.
That's not how you say that, right?
No, I think it's Khalifa.
Khalifa?
Yeah.
Girl Talk? Have we heard of Girl Talk before?
I have not heard of the Girl Talk.
Okay. It's a guy.
Oh, I'm so confused. That is very surprising.
It's a picture of a dude. I've not heard of any of these people.
No.
Although I think this might be one to consider. Prometheus Burning.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds good.
That's number 19.
What?
They're described as, this is on Ranker, because, you know, Ranker's like the authority on all things.
Yeah, that's where I go to for all my ranks.
Industrial music.
Interesting.
All right. I don't even know what that is.
No, me either. But it would be, last year, the Sharks had Metallica play. Prometheus okay. Burning sounds like they would be in the same realm as Metallica. Just from the name. I always judge a book by its cover. I don't know about you.
What about the Swamp Rats?
Yeah, we want some of them.
So, a few jazz guys.
Yeah, lots of jazz coming out of Pittsburgh, apparently.
Which, like, cause, like, I don't know who, like, Art Blakely is?
Yeah, I don't either.
Blakey, Art Blakey. I don't know, but apparently he's popular because he's coming up on everything. Number 3 on Ranker is Anti-Flag. That doesn't seem like a band that can sing the anthem.
No.
You can't be an anthem singer and not like flags.
Be against the flag. You don't want them there, no.
So I think they got to get Christina in there.
There is a lot of soul singers. There is one coming up on my Ranker list, which is Wikipedia. It goes by the name of Spanky Wilson. Pretty sure we need Spanky to sing the national anthem.
So, do you know who Jero is?
No.
Okay.
Okay, let's get back. I like that you wouldn't let me derail this to talk about my ball team, but we will spend 5 minutes on singers from Pittsburgh.
Amanda Latona.
All right.
Amanda Latona. She's a pop singer.
Yeah, that's good for her. The Pittsburgh Penguins, Nashville Predators series. I think it'll be good. They're both teams that, they don't have a lot of history against each other, obviously. This year, they played each other twice. Each won a game. The Preds outscored them 7-5 in those two games. Now, one of those games, the Preds won 5-1 with Marc-Andre Fleury in net.
Ooh. So that doesn't bode well.
Don't do that. So, yeah, I'm excited to see it, mostly because this is the last time we're going to have hockey until October. We have between 4 to 7 games left. I'm going to take whatever opportunities I can to watch what we have going on here.
Yeah, here's the stat of the day from ESPN.
So you're giving us a football stat?
Probably. I don't even, that's why I had to say it was ESPN because who knows if this is right. So the Penguins have 156 games played in the Stanley Cup Finals of like players.
Right.
Preds have 5.
Who played those 5?
You got to know that. Come on.
James Neal. Was it?
It was not.
No.
Come on.
Who's on the... I can not think who that is.
Mike Fisher.
Oh, right.
Yeah, back when...
But he might not even be playing.
Well, he's technically on the roster.
True.
That was when they lost to the Ducks, right?
Yes. I like that you're like, come on, you gotta think of it. Like, it's the captain who's a third line center.
It's the captain. I love how you're like, look, the captain's not a notable player. It's like, well, I'm not saying he's the best, but it's the captain.
He is the captain.
He is the captain. It's like, hey, maybe people think I'm good. Okay, well.
Let's enjoy the Stanley Cup Finals. It'll be 4 to 7 games and then a flurry of activity as we get ready for the expansion draft. That'll be coming up. As well as the entry draft, free agency. From now till July 1st, this is going to be the least action happening with 2 games off in between the days for travel. So news-wise, the NHL is going to be kicking up in high gear come June.
It is. It's already. I feel like there's already some big news.
Yeah, the Washington Capitals having a... Some interesting news coming out last night. Why don't you let us know what's happening there, Joel?
The bird is flying home. That's the headline that you use when Kunetsov signs with the KHL.
It's a great headline.
That was a good one, I felt.
Yeah, absolutely it was.
I nailed that. Just if we were closer to the end of the show, I just would have walked away, but I feel like it's a little early to mic drop and bounce. So... Do you feel like there is any actual substance to this?
So the rumors are Kuznetsov and Dmitry Orlov in talks with KHL teams about contract. Is that correct?
Well, there's no, the rumors are that they're going to the KHL. It's confirmed that they're in talks for contracts.
Okay.
So it's not like, well, they might be or they might not be. No, they are talking, but you don't know if they're going to sign or not.
Okay. And this is something that I think a lot of people expected to happen and then kind of like put it on the back burner when everyone didn't. The fact that the NHL is not going to the Olympics and that having these Russian players be able to go to a professional league that lets them play in the Olympics, if your main goal for your career is to win gold medal for your country, and you'd rather do that than win a Stanley Cup, it does not surprise me in any way that these Russian players are heading back over to the K and wanting to play there.
Well, let's just remember something first. If you're a Washington Capital, I'm not sure you can have the goal to win the Stanley Cup. Because... You have to somehow get past the Alex Ovechkin curse.
Is it a curse?
I feel like it is. The guy has won how many like President's trophies or been at the top of the league how many times and never made it past the second round of the playoffs? That's not good.
No, it certainly as of right now, not good.
Did you know, would you like me to list the amount of players that have made it past the second round of the playoffs that are worse than Alex?
That's a lengthy list. So,
yeah, I was just going to list the Senators.
Joel's just going to the Senators roster.
It would just be a depressing and sobering thing for all of us.
Oh, that's good.
But I don't know. I doubt either of them goes, but the thing is that I'm less sure than I would have been last year if the rumors were last year. Yeah. So, and it's a blow to the Washington Capitals if they lose not only just one, but if they lose two.
Yeah, both of these guys are gone. They're in rough shape.
Yeah, and then the thing is that they'll try and bounce back by, like, they'll probably try and sign Oshie then if they lose both these guys. But then what if they just go for 1 year to do the whole Olympics thing and then they want to come back? Like, if the Capitals try and set themselves up for life after Kuznetsov and Orlov, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, we want to come back. It's like, well, we prepared for life without you. Now we're stuck, and then you're not going to get, you never get trade value for, like if Kovalchuk comes back, the Devils aren't going to get anything for him. Not anything of value.
No.
So
that might be, I know a lot of people, mostly Tampa Joe, really want an offer sheet to happen.
Nah, it's not going to happen. There's no team. It's not going to happen.
Well, I'm not saying now, but what I am saying is that Evgeny Kuznetsov and Dmitry Orlov are both restricted free agents as of right now. So if they go over to Russia for 1 year, then the Caps, they come back, still restricted free agents. The Caps have filled all their cap space. No room. That could be the golden opportunity for an offer sheet. I still don't think it'll happen, but that's our most likely scenario.
Because no team's going to give up anything for a guy that just might take off. Because you never know then, right? And then it would be such a low offer sheet that the Caps would definitely match it, even though it might, you know. But then they're trading Ovi. This team, that's the move. This team needs to somehow get something of value from Vegas for Ovi. That's, if they could do that, they'd be sitting a lot better.
Like, you, when you say something of value, though, like how, what are we thinking?
I don't know. Something that's worth the one of the top three guys in the league that's going to be on the decline from here on out. So you probably get like a first and a prospect and another prospect, like decent prospects. You're going to get, like, if they decide to trade Ovi, you're going to get something for him.
Okay, because the way you made it sound was like, get something for him. Like, it sounded like, like a bag of pucks.
And no, like, see, I'm saying, D-level
prospect.
What I was meaning was like the opposite of that. Like, don't just trade him because you want out from him.
Right. But like, you can, so like, someone who will actually give you reasonable value.
Yeah. Don't go out and say, we're trading Ovi, regard, like, highest offer wins, and then actually send him for the highest offer.
Right.
Like, that seems a little foolish, but I wouldn't disagree with the decision to move on from Ovi.
How many, like, are we talking, like, to me, there's no way that you can get actual value. Like, no. You won't be able to get that. So what are we talking, like 80 cents on the dollar?
Sure. But yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What would you give up? What would you, like, if
that's,
who would you,
that's so hard to figure out what you, like, cause that's not ever a thing, especially in the salary cap. Like,
yeah.
Everyone uses the example, Gretzky got traded, anyone can get traded. If David Clarkson can get traded, anyone can get traded. But like, in the salary cap era, literally the only team that could is if it's a team that now has zero players. Well, I guess they have, what, two players now on their
zero
roster?
Zero players.
They have zero NHL players right now. So they have the space to fix that. So for me, you have that opportunity. That's the only way that you can find a team that's going to make it work. Cause, like, quite honestly, the only reason I could see it is if it was a quality player, either multiple first round picks or like a top prospect in first round picks. Like, it just needs to be something for now and something for the future. And I think in this instance, both teams would lose that trade.
I think here's what I would do. If I'm Colorado.
I know where that is. It's in the United States. Yeah. That's all I know. I was going to say Denver. I was like, oh, yeah, I know where that is. It's in Colorado.
Duchesne, one for one. He says no first.
Washington. And it's not like Washington hangs up the phone and deletes the number from the con. They're like, Joe Sakic?
Yeah,
Kyle Dubas? No, we're not taking your calls anymore, Kyle.
No, I don't know. I don't know if I would.
That's crazy. Like, legitimately, you need to go back to sleep, get a couple more hours rest, come back refreshed, and we'll talk about this again.
See, Ovi's just like, that guy, the way he plays, he's going to be the guy that just falls off the cliff. He's not going to be a Yager who just, like, hangs around and is, like, somewhat decent forever until he decides to retire. Ovi is going to fall off a cliff and just be miserable. I know I'm not saying he's there, but it's coming.
So
just the way he plays.
But, like, how long until he falls off that cliff?
I don't know. I think what's going to happen is like maybe 2-3 years, and then he's going to go back to Russia. That's my guess.
I think that's a possibility with any of these guys at any point in time.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't think it'll happen. And I think that you're crazy for saying Matt Duchesne.
Fine. Duchesne in a pick. Who cares? Give them their fourth overall or whatever you got.
I think that there is a package that could be made with Duchesne for Ovechkin, but it's not. No.
I just think that would be like, that makes a ton of sense for the Capitals because you can then because you move Duchesne to the wing. You don't need him down the middle. Just move him to the wing, play with Backstrom. It's a fun little line.
He's sign better on Oshie. The wing anyways, so.
Yeah, sign Oshie. Well, I'm pretty sure he's not really a center. No. So you guys need to trade him before people find out he's not as good as everyone thinks he is.
I think if you put him on the wing, you'd see a lot better. If you gave him a quality centerman, but
that's not a selling feature.
I'm well aware.
It's like, hey, we have this number one center that'll be a really good winger.
I don't know. There's lots of teams that need wingers, right?
I don't know.
Caps are going to lose Oshie.
Is there any other news?
Yeah. We're speaking of the Colorado Avalanche. Talks are Joe Sakic, aware of the fact he's not a very good general manager, and is looking for some help.
Yeah.
So he's reached out to none other than your Toronto Maple Leafs in an effort to sign current assistant general manager Kyle Dubas to come and be the general manager for my Colorado Avalanche. And I hope so much that this happens.
See, if Dubas is smart, he doesn't go there because you don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
What if he's the guy that orchestrates the Duchesne Ovechkin deal? Win a cup. Ovi wins a cup in Colorado. He's a hero.
That's not going to happen. Because Sakic will never give him the enough responsibility and authority to do anything.
I think at this point that if you're bringing someone in, as highly touted as Kyle Dubas has been, as smart as he has been, obviously I don't know all the impact he's had on the decisions, but for everything you hear, Dubas knows what he's doing when it comes to player evaluation, things like that. The only thing that they're missing is bringing in a guy like Lou. Like, the Leaf system was perfect. Bringing a guy like Lou who has the contacts, who has all those things, and then bring in the guys behind him to help him with player evaluation, things like that. So I think we're missing that aspect. However, I would be very, very excited if Kyle Dubas did want, you know, because rumor has it that Mark Hunter is now the favorite to take over from Lou in Toronto. And so if he says, you know, I want to be a GM, I don't want, you know, Toronto has enough money. They can pay Dubas to stay. That's not the limiting factor for him. So if he says, you know what, I want to be a full-on GM, this is his chance.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's a good opportunity But that's also because I don't want to lose him. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Nothing's really come out on it. So I think if you're an Avalanche fan, you want that to happen. And you want Sakic to let him do you want Sakic to loosen the grip on the steering wheel a little bit.
Yeah. So the Avalanche did also clear house, firing their entire assistant coaching staff this week. Someone that you have had experiences with, Francois Allaire, the goaltending coach, probably the biggest name. He was in Toronto for a time. He was made his name as Patrick Roy's goalie coach. And I'm very excited for him to be gone. Rumor has it guy who's going to be replacing him was Semyon Varlamov's goalie coach in Russia. So guy coming over from the K, I believe he's Finnish. I forget his name, but that definitely hints to the fact that they will be protecting Varlamov and leaving Calvin Pickard free for Vegas to take.
Yeah, which will be interesting to see what they do, because I think based off of Vegas is going to take
the Caps backup,
Grubauer. Yeah, because what they're going to be leaving exposed is not going to be that great.
But especially if we get to the point that Kuznetsov and Orlov no longer need to be protected. Like if they manage to sign KHL deals before expansion draft, there's nothing from Washington. So Grubauer is gone. And then, you know, there's the Pittsburgh goalie situation. We'll see what happens there. And then we've got, you know, James Reimer. We'll have to talk about him maybe going. But I think Colorado's one potential, especially if it's Calvin Pickard. He's a young goalie. Last year was his first year in the league. And I find it difficult to use that as his evaluation on talent. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So can we, we missed this when we were talking about the Stanley Cup Finals. PK Subban is in the Stanley Cup Finals.
And we are all better for it.
And I could not be happier. If we were saying this last year, I would be very upset.
Yes.
Because I don't like the Montreal Canadiens. And I'm pretty sure that's partly why I'm so happy that PK is in the finals. And back it up a little bit too. I'm actually happy if either of these teams wins the finals. I'm not like, this is one of those. Yeah. Like I'm fine with either. Cause if Pittsburgh wins, Kessel wins again and it's hilarious. And if Nashville wins, I'm like, good, stick it to Montreal. Like that's like, there's just, it's win-win for me all over here. But man, like, I know that this is like probably been over talked about and there's just like, there's like one very small minority side of the NHL world that's like, we don't like PK being outspoken and we don't like him dancing. And then like all the fans and actually good media people are like, this is great for the game and we love it. And I just want to show appreciation that. And here's the thing. PK Subban is one of the most outspoken athletes in any sport. But you know what? The guy's not an absolute jerk.
And that's the thing. Yeah.
Like so many outspoken athletes are just jerks. And you're just like, I don't want to be friends with you. I find it hilarious that you're saying all these crazy things, but I don't want to be friends with you because you're crazy.
I don't want to associate with you. I like that you're doing these things, but like, please don't do them for my team.
Yeah. And so I think it's just fantastic that we just have an athlete who will say kind of like what's on his mind, will have fun, will do whatever. And it's just, and he doesn't do it in a cocky, it's kind of cocky, but not like in the cocky, I'm a jerk and I know I'm better than everybody way. I want to have fun.
Not in a way that, like, he's not calling out his teammates. He's not, he's not making it worse for his team. He's just having fun. He's, you know, like you said, he says what's on his mind. I definitely think that's what I, you know, in thinking about it this week when we said we wanted to talk about this on the show, that is the differentiator between a lot of guys, especially, we won't get into this, but there was an article that a lot of the team disagree with and a lot of the, I know you disagree with it about, your Seattle Seahawks and Richard Sherman and all of that situation. He certainly is a guy who will and has called out his team on multiple occasions, both privately and publicly. PK Subban, you don't see him doing that. You haven't seen him. This isn't something that happens in hockey a lot, but like you haven't seen him fighting people in practice at the Predators. You haven't seen him, you know, doing these things. He's outspoken. He's good and he adds a lot to the game. And I think if we can stop as the media, if the media can stop making a big deal about this, we'll see more people doing it. And we need that.
Yeah, and so I just and I know that it's mostly, for the most part, the media loves it. It's a very small group of people that don't. But the thing is that their voice is being heard, and it shouldn't be because they're wrong. Because it's awesome, and I wish more guys were like that, but not. And the nice thing is, like, I don't want everyone to be like that. I just want some fun. Like, have some fun. Like, I think it's great. Like, I love the atmosphere of the Leafs, like, the young kids are creating on the Leafs. It's just, like, they just want to have fun.
I love Austin Matthews joining in on trolling Mitch Marner with his, like, Mitch Marner this week. Phenomenal. Like, that's great.
It's hilarious. And, like, watching them, like, sing Bon Jovi on the bench and secret handshakes and just like having fun. Like did you see like Marc-Andre Fleury when he made that like huge save? I think it was
with his stick.
Yeah, with his stick. And he's just like got the biggest, like dumbest grin on his face. And I'm like, he's just having fun. There's no way he actually meant to do that. He should have they should have scored, but like, he's just like, oh my goodness, this is hilarious. Like, and it's just, so as opposed to just being like stuck up and just like, it's just, I don't know. It's good seeing them have fun. It's good seeing emotion. Cause I think maybe that's it. I want to see emotion because I'm also loving angry Malkin. Like that's like, right. That is like,
I think emotion is the thing that we need.
So it's just this emotionless, non-excitement, we just go through the motions and we say all the right things, like whatever. I don't really care.
Well, Joel, we've teased it on Twitter. We mentioned something on our Patreon episode. Right now we're going to get into something very exciting for us. We've always looking at new and different opportunities to do fun things and have a little bit of, you know, just like this. We don't want to take ourselves too seriously. We're not just fans of hockey. We're fans of a lot of other things. And today is going to be a sneak peek at the debut episode of what is being called the Fifth Line Podcast. And, it's going to be through our feed. So you don't need to subscribe anywhere else. It'll just come up, as regular, but we're being joined by a very special guest.
Very special guest.
So the Fifth Line is finally being filled out. It only took us adding an extra non-existent line to hockey, to be able to have a third, someone that you like to call Tiny.
Yeah.
He's going to be joining us. And what we want to do is that this is going to be a monthly episode that comes out. So there'll be our bonus Patreon episode. If you want that, head over to patreon.com/fourthlinepodcast. Support us there. Thank you very much to everyone who helps the Fourth Line, happen over there. We just love everyone who supports us. But this is going to be coming out once a month as well, just on our regular iTunes feed. And we're going to be talking about who knows what. It's what we want to do today is give you a sneak peek of that, and do a little get to know you with Tiny Mike. Joel, the Fourth Line Podcast, we are wrapping up our third season right now, and we're always looking for new and different things. We are going to be debuting this coming week, coming out Tuesday night, the Fifth Line Podcast, starring Carl, Joel, and Tiny. Tiny, welcome.
Thank you. I was really, really hoping you were just going to say Fifth Line starring Tiny.
I think
that was going to be.
I think it's actually kind of like, you know how sometimes they just start like they listing off all the cast of the show, and then it's like featuring someone, and they're always on the show, but they're you're never quite sure why they're not one of the starring people. That might be you, and then you know you're the special guy at the end.
That seems especially appropriate because the featuring spot always goes to the person who isn't quite guaranteed to come back next season yet. So I think that's really, really probably the best analogy we can possibly use here.
And then, you know, one of those days, all of a sudden you're like, well, they're in the actual thing. They have like a picture in the credits and everything. So this is the Fifth Line. And,
See, I always thought that person got paid more. Like, and that's why they got the feature.
So, I mean, if you guys want to start paying me, I think that's an excellent opportunity to make that true also.
We don't and we won't. So,
but what we want to do right now on the Fourth Line is get to know you a little bit so that people kind of have an idea when the Fifth Line comes out this week, what to expect. So, you are coming to us right now from your work.
Coming to you live from the tiny offices in San Francisco, California.
Yeah. So, we won't get into where you work. However, we will mention the fact that you came into work for the free Gatorade today.
Absolutely. That is a absolute fact. Free Gatorade, free cheese, or free string cheese, I should say, and all the instant coffee you want.
It's a magical place that he works. And what sport would you say you are the biggest fan of?
Biggest fan, I would have to say basketball. I've played basketball my entire life, and that's the one that I can most closely relate to in terms of how I watch the game versus how I would play it.
Well, Joel, is it time to get a little deeper into some questions?
It is.
Do we want to do back and forth? Or
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
You start.
So here's how – Carl's going to lead us in getting to know you. I'm going to see if you're worthy to be able to be on a Canadian podcast.
Oh, that is probably one of the toughest tests I will have ever faced in my life.
So
we carry a very high standard for
Canada. Do we want to reveal that we also have answered these questions?
No, because this is not what I was.
This is different.
This is completely different than I was last night. I was not related. Carl and I found out last night that we can, in fact, be Canadian citizens.
Yeah, we took the citizenship exam last night and we passed.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So. Good job, guys.
I guarantee you that you would not pass, though, because we were like, we borderline passed.
You got 80%. That's, yeah, what's a pass?
I don't know. I think you need like at least 65. I'm thinking.
Oh,
it's fucking. So, but we're just gonna, I created my own citizenship of the Fourth Line test.
I like it.
And, so the first question, softball. Not about softball, because we do talk about that. Well, we could. Maybe that'll be. I'll ask that question in a bit. Okay. But how many provinces in Canada?
Ooh, I want to say there are 6 or 7 provinces.
There are 10.
There are 10.
There are 10.
All right, Joel, can you name them for me?
I can name them all, but I'm not going to. So Carl's going to ask the next question.
So. My questions come to us courtesy of the website thestallionstyle.com.
Ooh, the stallion. Is that – that's if we don't like the nickname Tiny, we can go a stallion. Just yeah. Saying.
So these are a list 20-plus really interesting questions to ask a girl you like.
Sure.
So we're ready to go here. What would you change about your personality and look?
Ooh.
Apparently, these are also terrible questions that you should ask a girl you like. Like, if you're like, oh, I'm trying to get to know you. Hey, what do you not like about yourself? Stallionstyle.com, you were terrible at your job.
But great at naming themselves Stallion Style. Let's see. Okay, if I could change something about my personality and my look. Let's go with the looks first. I would love to make myself a bit taller. I think, with the nickname Tiny, I think everybody knows. I would love to gain about 6 or 7 inches in height, just to like really make myself just incredibly awkward in every single social situation. Because there's nothing quite like an unathletic, you know, near 7 foot individual to like just really, really just break somebody's self-confidence. So I would definitely say let's ratchet up the height. I'm still within the normal spectrum. So let's get me out of there. And as far as personality, I think I would love to be a little better informed about things so that I don't have to answer sarcastically to every question that I don't know the answer to.
Well, just, you know, 10 provinces in Canada, 10. So you've learned something today.
There you go. More informed. Okay.
I don't count Saskatchewan.
Neither do we. There's 9.
There's 9. I know this might be some debate to this question, but when is the real Thanksgiving?
The real Thanksgiving is the day after, regardless of what side of the border you celebrate this on. I don't care if you celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving, which I believe you call Thanksgiving, or what we call Thanksgiving here. The important matter is that you make that incredibly crucial leftover sandwich the next day. That's really what Thanksgiving is all about. But if we want to put a firm date on it, let's just go the last Thursday in November, like all normal people do.
0 for 2. Over two. The second Monday in October, actually, is the correct answer to that, is when the pilgrims did something, I think. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't know when they did it. But, Mike, what quirky habit do you have?
Oh, God. I think the challenge here is going to be narrowing it down to one. But let's go with probably the most embarrassing one. This happens whenever I'm in a good mood. And since I live in San Francisco, I depend heavily on public transit, which is always really crowded. So the quirkiest habit that I hope that nobody ever catches me exhibiting in real life, I sing and dance like on the train all the time.
I am so glad you ended that sentence with sing and dance on the train.
I think Joel might be dying.
Yeah, Joel's done. Your lead into that was much too long. When you go back and re-listen to your words, you'll realize there were so many poorly chosen words in that sentence.
Okay, we need to move on quickly. Which of these two people are Canadian? Jonah Hill or Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen.
Finally, he's on the board with one.
All right. Let's, what is the one thing you want to experience before you die?
Besides coming on the Fourth Line podcast?
Yeah. So the second thing, like you've already done that. So after this weekend, what's next?
Ooh. I would love the opportunity to hit a half-court shot during an NBA basketball game, one of those contests where if you sink it, you make it, you get like a $10,000 prize or something like that. I would absolutely love that opportunity. If I know it's coming, I've got like a week to practice. I've gotten myself to like a pretty decent facsimile, and I'm just tired of seeing people like really embarrass themselves when they get that chance and like bounce it to the free throw line. I would die for the chance to sink one of those shots in the middle of the game.
I like it. We have the like the halftime. You're making hockey motions. We don't do that in hockey. We just do it at football, like high school football. Like when I was at a Stampeders game once, they like kicked it through the uprights, except they don't know how to kick. So it's always embarrassing.
You guys don't have the chance to shoot a puck from like the opposite blue line and slide it through like a tiny opening in the goal to win some sort of prize.
Some places do, but not. I've never been to a game with it.
No, they do, it's like, usually like human curling or something.
Yeah,
like that.
They set up like a giant slingshot and they do human bowling at the Saddle Dome.
Yeah,
yeah. I got a new answer for the question.
So I got two quick ones here, and this goes back to similar to last, which of these two guys is Canadian? Steve Martin, Leslie Nielsen.
Steve Martin.
No.
No.
It's Leslie Nielsen.
Surely you can't be serious.
Don't call me Shirley. So then the next one, Scooby-Doo, Yogi Bear, or Winnie the Pooh? Which one is Canadian?
So based on personality alone, I'm going to go for Winnie the Pooh.
You are correct.
Now, why does his personality seem Canadian to you?
I don't know.
No, it's mostly by process of elimination. It's the personalities of the others. So Scooby the Doo hanging out with you know, a fancy boy wearing an ascot, a couple of freewheeling ladies, and a hippie named Shaggy. That doesn't seem like the most Canadian cartoon to me.
And when you've never been to Vancouver Island,
you literally just listed Joel Slowpitch team.
Yeah.
fair enough. But then when I get to Yogi the Bear, obviously a member of Jellystone Park and loves to steal food. That does not seem to me like something that that we can expect of our neighbors to the Great White North. So that's why I settled on Winnie the Pooh. You know, a very much family values kind of cartoon where the worst thing that happens is you steal a little honey here and there. And who hasn't done that?
That is very true. So, Mike, this is my last question for you. And again, thank you very much to stallionstyle.com for providing us with all the questions that we need. Wow, there's a lot going on here that I really want. We'll talk about some of these offline, maybe next time we're hanging out. What would you have to see to cry tears of joy?
What would I have to see to cry tears of joy? It's important that the joy part's there. You know, we could go for all of the cliche answers around, you know, seeing your firstborn, or, you know, maybe the first championship for your team and after a long drought. But I'm going to go with something a little bit different. I'm going to say that in order for me to cry tears of joy, I want to see my most hated rival come this close to realizing their dreams, only to see it snatched away at the last possible second.
That's evil and magnificent all at the same time.
That's quite the dream.
Well, I've been soured as a sports fan over the last couple of years with having other fans trying to rain on my parade over and over again. And it's really turned my mind into a dark, dark place when it comes to like what would make me happy with sports.
All right. So here I've got like four or five. So we're just going to do a little rapid fire here.
Let's do it.
You better get this one right. Canada's national sport.
Beer drinking.
So close. So close.
All right.
Let's go hockey. It is lacrosse.
Is it actually lacrosse?
It's legitimately lacrosse. We don't actually acknowledge it, but apparently it's lacrosse.
Wow. Have you either of you ever played lacrosse growing up?
No.
In school, we played it, but that's about it.
Yeah, like I've played it, but not in the like sense of on a team organized. So it's a vicious game.
It's a great game. I just never would have expected it for your official sport.
Yeah, neither would we. All right. What is a bunny hug?
what's the rating on this podcast?
E for everyone.
E for everyone. So let's give an E for everyone answer. Let's call a bunny hug when you are a short person trying to hug a very tall person. You have to jump up to connect on the hug and leap into their arms.
It's actually a hooded sweatshirt.
That is incorrect.
What is a double double?
A double double is a double cheeseburger with special sauce and caramelized onions from In-N-Out. That's what a double double is.
That's what I would expect from an American answer. In Canada, you're getting coffee.
What? Is that with two creams and two sugars from Tim's?
There you go.
It is.
Never would have guessed.
All right. Do you know what our we have a $1 coin. Mm-hmm. But we also have a $2 coin. Do you know the name of the $2 coin?
I'm going to say a toonie.
Correct. Well done.
So that's like what, that. 2 for 8?
No, he's gotten three.
There you go. Crushing
so,
it.
So, I'm pretty sure we talked about this recently on the show, but so I think you might know this one, but, what is a 2 for?
Now I'm just revealing myself to be a bad friend because I don't remember talking about this.
You may not have. It may have been with someone else, but I seem to recall talking about this with someone recently.
A 2 for. What is a 2 for?
It is a 24 pack of beer.
Oh, I am ashamed for not being able to guess that.
That's what we call a 2 for here.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you this one. Remember, E for everyone. So this is not what you probably think it is. It's something else. We call it apparently something else. According to Canadians, what is a thong?
I'm going to hold something up to the video screen right now and show you guys what my take of a thong is. And hopefully this is along the right answers.
You so, are correct. And we are not going to talk about it.
Done and done.
That's all I got.
All right. Well,
I'm not sure if that last one's going to make it based off of Carl's silence, but we'll see.
That's good. Tiny, thanks for joining us. We're going to go right now and record the first ever episode of the Fifth Line podcast. Stay tuned. It'll be coming out Tuesday night, ready for you Wednesday morning for your drive to work. Thank you guys for tuning in. Tiny, let's go have some fun. Joel, there it is.
I'm excited.
The Fifth Line's going to be a lot of fun. It gives us unlimited possibilities.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll probably have to put some disclaimers out, but that's fine. We'll do that.
Yes, we will. We'll see what comes of that. But thank you guys very much for tuning in this week. Monday morning, the Stanley Cup Final gets started. Probably Monday night.
I was like, would it be like Monday morning or would it be like Tuesday morning for the UKers?
Yeah, Tuesday morning in the UK, Monday night in North America.
There you go.
Tune in. Thank you guys very much. Play high sticking. We're going to be picking game-winning goal scorers. Congrats to Nick Henderson for winning round 3. Head over to Twitter at Fourth Line Podcast, facebook.com/Fourth Line Podcast, patreon.com/Fourth Line Podcast, and thefourthlinepodcast.com. If you're listening to this right now, it is Memorial Day weekend currently, and for those in the States, this is, you know, in Canada we have Remembrance Day. This is a big day to honor the troops down there, and big shout out to Kyle Willard, a former member of the U.S. Navy, as well as a writer for the website. So thanks to him for serving, and also thanks to him for writing a great tribute to NHLers who've served overseas. You head over to the website, check that out. And you can find us iTunes, Last Word on Sports, Nuts and Bolts Sports. Thank you guys very much for everything and for tuning in.
Boom City.